From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 60 years ago this week, on a portable disc-cutting machine in rural Mississippi, McKinley Morganfield made his first recordings. He became known to the world as Muddy Waters, a nickname given to him by his grandmother. And by the late 1940s, he had a string of influential blues hits. The first was I Can't Be Satisfied. Stephen Wade has the story of the song and its place in the evolution of the blues.
Muddy Waters was driving his convertible with the top down. It was a Chicago summer night in 1948, and he was coming back from playing at a local nightclub. As he passed along the streets of his neighborhood, he heard his voice through the open windows.
Well, I'm gone away to live. Won't be back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you
His recording of I Can't Be Satisfied, released that April in time for his 33rd birthday, had become a hit, selling out its first pressing in a single day. Now, Muddy stopped his car and listened. I got scared, he recalled in a 1974 interview. What's going to happen to me? All of a sudden, I became Muddy Waters, you know, just overnight.
Well, now, all in my sleep. Hear my doorbell ring, looking for my baby. I didn't see not a doggone thing. When I was trouble, I was all worried now. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep on.
Muddy first recorded I Can't Be Satisfied 7 years earlier under the title I Be's Troubled.
Yeah, now, goodbye, babe. Got no more to say. Just like I've been telling you, girl, you're gonna have to meet my. But I'm troubled. I'm always. Yeah, and I never be satisfied. I just can't keep up.
In August 1941, he was still living with his wife, grandmother, and uncle on a large cotton plantation just outside of Clarksdale, Mississippi, in a four-room cabin with no electricity. He drove a tractor by day and spent his weekends playing his guitar at what he called Saturday Night Fish Fries. As the disc-cutting machine turned, he remarked that he had composed this song himself, taking the tune in part from a spiritual set in a minor key.
I made that up my own son. That's the song I made it. I was just walking along the road. And I heard a church song, kind of minor that. I just deal off a little song from there. And I started playing.
Like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my gear. But I'm troubled, I'm all right.
Muddy's bottleneck slide answers his vocal like a churchgoer responding to a minister reading scripture. But the song also draws on the more worldly subject matter of the field holler, the musical plaint of the solitary laborer. In 1960, Muddy told English blues researcher Paul Oliver that he made up the words to I Can't Be Satisfied when he was still a youngster chopping cotton. The song conveyed his personal unrest, and it was one, he said, I was always singing. Like the slow, long-meter hymns of the church, field hollers were also sung unaccompanied. An individual alone at work outdoors. In this setting, Muddy's song would have come closer to something like the Levee Camp Holler, sung here by a man identified only as Bama at Mississippi's Parchman Prison.
Boy, I got a woman up the right away, looking for me, looking for me, Lord, Lord. Boy, she looking for me, she looking for me, ha, ha. Lord, I'm going home for long.
In a 1927 recording of Texas Alexander's Levee Camp Moan Blues, you can hear the transition from field holler to blues. The elongated notes of the field holler remain, but Lonnie Johnson's guitar follows Alexander's vocal line as it twists and turns and dwells and lingers. The song resists the usual 12-bar pattern of the blues, making clear why Johnson once said that accompanying Texas Alexander was like doing 9 days' work in one. Still, he manages to wed his single-string guitar passages to this older solo singing style.
Lord, you went up the country, but she's on my mind. Well, she's aware of the country, but she's on my mind.
Oh, this process of fashioning a field holler into an up-to-date blues continued when Muddy Waters recorded I Can't Be Satisfied in Chicago.
And I just can't keep on. Hey!
Ernest Big Crawford's double-time bass drives the piece into a full-fledged modern dance number, while the sustain of Muddy's electric guitar, his spare choice of notes, the raspy tones, and his ghostly slide all point back to the field holler past. In this jukebox hit that played in the smoky taverns that dotted Chicago's south side, listeners would have recognized the sounds of their own rural backgrounds. As Muddy once explained, I took the old-time music and brought it up to date. You've got to stay alive with it.
I left home to be a musician. I had three choices from a kid up. I wanted to definitely be a musician, a good preacher, a heck of a baseball player. I couldn't play ball too good. I got hurt my finger and I stopped then. I couldn't preach. And all I had left was getting into the music thing.
To which contemporary lovers of his music might add, amen.
Stephen Wade is a musician and researcher who lives in Hyattsville, Maryland.
I be trouble, I be all ruined. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on dying.